It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallow Swiss. I like the sushi cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burton Cantor's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your eyes in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the rubber rims on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, the moment's too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with dollar maze on. I hope this fucking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham Tantric. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find that kind with tiny nubs. Just so my eyes aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into a Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes in the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what could we do?
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning. It is truly the morning, 8 a.m.
It's real bright and early. It's also real chilly outside. So I hope you're staying warm or staying in bed. Either one.
Yeah.
This is DJ Lester.
And this is the DJ that doesn't have a name for a second week in a row.
We're good. We're holding it together. Thank you for tuning in. We were talking about themes for today.
Yeah.
And the theme that we kind of thought about was brunch and bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're thinking about this being a breakfast show. And we're thinking about songs that are your listening guilty pleasure, whatever that means. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I when I was thinking about what songs I wanted to play today, it was a ton of throwbacks, so we will see what I actually end up picking for today. But
yeah,
that first song that was just played for you was Baby It's You by JoJo. Mm-hmm. So did you know that when JoJo like played these or sang these songs, she was like 13 or 14?
Wow.
I know. Isn't that absolutely cool?
That is pretty cool.
Also, she's from the Boston area. Did you know that?
Oh, shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to the locals.
Shout out to the locals. You know, we're doing good today.
Yeah.
And we'll have some good... I think for guilty pleasure, I was thinking about, like, songs that are my guilty pleasure, but also songs about guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many good ones. Yeah.
So
I'm
thinking about that. Anyway, stay tuned and enjoy your mornings.
You have this already.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to Hi. If you were listening earlier, you may have noticed some technical difficulties. And I apologize. That was all my fault. And you know, we're trying our best, and we're going to do better. We're improving every time we're on the air. And I appreciate you staying for our growth.
Yes.
So that was Touch by Ashura. And I think the relationship between touch and guilty pleasure is pretty clear. So we're not going to go there. Next up, we have a song by Selected
for Yeah, you should I explain the song?
If you want, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so this song is called Break Up in a Small Town by Sam Hunt. And he's a country music artist. And it's like, it's pretty interesting because he is like country. And he's like super bro-y and football guy. He actually used to play football. He was like going to go to the NFL or something like that. And like he got like a massive injury during his college career and then started playing the guitar and was like, oh, I actually kind of like music. And I'm not that bad at it. And I'm good looking, so I can make a career out of this. I don't know. That he probably thought
some
that.
People have all the luck.
Yeah, exactly. So
did you learn of this while you were in Atlanta?
Ish. I actually went to go see his concert because my colleague couldn't make it.
I feel like Atlanta really changed you.
It did really change me. So I think he is really interesting because he's doing a lot of like R&B hip hop, or trying to fuse R&B hip hop with country. So we shall see what our listeners think.
Yeah.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up. She'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life, and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends, and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low-key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together, and it's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna save that guy. But I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
A good one. I enjoyed that one. And so in between that, so we had the Sam Hunt song, which I also found very interesting for a country song.
Yeah.
And then we had People Can't Stop Chilling by Sports, a little break, very soft piano.
Yeah. Kinda. Where did you find that?
I maybe Discover. I actually don't know. Those are nice. I've also definitely really enjoyed Discover. And then we had Hudson Thames.
I think so.
And where did you find that?
I think Discover Weekly too, like a year ago or something like that. Yeah.
I think we just like I feel like so much of my new music is informed by Discover Weekly now.
Yeah. Spotify has really changed the way I listen to music.
It definitely has. Yeah. I don't know how everyone's doing out there. I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Take care of yourselves. It's a hard world. And speaking of that, the next song coming up is called "It's All Right to Cry."
So fitting.
which is very appropriate. And,
yeah.
I hope, and it's a very happy song for a song called "It's All Right to Cry." So I think that's
looking forward to it.
You know, and thanks, enjoy. Love. Yeah, it is all right to cry.
Oh, 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 oh. And at first I thought it was a lie, so I took all my things that make sounds and the rest I could do without. I don't want your body, but I hate to think about you to somebody else. I love gone cold, intertwining your soul with somebody else. I'm looking through you while you're looking through your phone. You're leaving with somebody else. No, I don't want your body, but I hate to think about you with somebody else. Come on, baby. Ain't the last time that I'll see your face. Come on, baby. You said you'd find someone to take my place. Oh, I don't believe that you have got in you. Cause we are just gonna keep doing it. And every time I start to believe in anything you're saying, I'm reminded that I should be getting. But I hate to think about you to somebody else. I love you gone cold, intertwining your soul with somebody else. I'm looking through you while you're looking through your phone. You're leaving with somebody else. No, I don't want your body, but I hate to think about you to somebody else.
You're listening to Overnight Oats.
Yeah.
DJ Lester and my lovely colleague.
Yeah.
Who has yet to have a DJ name.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta come up with one soon. We were just listening to Somebody Else by Verité. And it's funny because you were saying that I introduced you to the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend texted me who's listening to this and got really excited. But this friend is the one that introduced me to this song. So. Ugh. You know,
what a wonderful chain.
It comes full circle. And if you have friends who have radio shows, you can force them to play songs that you like. And that's the good thing about having friends. Speaking of good things, we're going to read do you want to read it?
No, you got it.
Okay, I got it. Thank you. I'm going to read a public service announcement. So pay close attention, everyone. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Wow. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Those are scary, though.
Yeah,
ladders. Ladders.
Yeah. I wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I wonder how real that number is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah.
And next up, we have more tunes.
We do. What song are you going to play, Celeste?
I'm going to let it be a little surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and enjoy. Thank you.
wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green, Forrest Blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you.
Your seat or in your place. It's got you digging it or your grave. Love has got you mad about or just about mad. Got you in a crush or it's got you in a crash. What used to make your heart sing a hit, sing a smash, will make you wanna hit, wanna smash everything that you had into pieces.
but love becomes clear when in pieces. What you couldn't see and hear during pieces, why your heart becomes ears into pieces, yeah.
Gravity makes wonders, but on us it doesn't seem to wait. Float like clouds on water, but waves across an open plain. Cause you and me live like birds on a power line, hands slipping and our fingers fried. God bless those northern lives and our own devices, babe. Entropy multiplies, clock's ticking and I'm mortified. Cause in the back of my mind, in the back of my hemisphere, baby, I want you to cave me in. So maybe I won't have to admit it. Baby, I want you to cave me in. So maybe I won't ask to forget it. I want it, I do. Oh, I want you. I want it, I do, 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 do. Oh,
so that was just Cave Me In by Gallant, and I believe that he actually, that song, so there's like multiple voices on that song. One was, I do not know how to pronounce this artist's name, Tableau, and the other one was Eric Nam, and Tableau I believe is like a Korean, like a K-pop rapper singer, and then Eric Nam is Korean-American, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
K-R&B is very big, like it's growing.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah. I enjoy it. I partake in it occasionally.
yeah, it's really cool to like hear artists like collaborating across, because like I kind of feel like I divorced K-pop a little bit from like American music, but then wasn't like there was a K-pop group that was like nominated as like best new artist or something at one of the major American music awards, and
oh wow,
yeah, I think it was like in the past year, and they were like, yeah, fans like flipped. Because it was kind of like,
that's big.
Yeah, some people were like, oh my gosh, and the others were like, what, they're not American.
It's a strange place to be a fan, I think.
Yeah,
especially like because it's like a transnational phenomenon, but
yeah,
it's also really strange to like read certain things in certain ways, especially because like there is a lot of like, I don't know, like you know, the way they use rap is interesting.
Yeah,
right? And like, I don't know, street style.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to Chinese rap before or Cantonese rap?
I mean, I listen to the only consistent thing I listen to is like Jay Chou.
Oh,
but I don't
even really listen
to him that often.
Yeah.
I just like grew up listening to him.
Yeah. Anyway. There's this song, do you know Zhongguo Hua?
and they rap
in the beginning. But Chinese rap for me is much harder to understand just because of the tones. Like it's.
And also, it's really cool, but it's also, like, appropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really soft, but I just mean, like,
you know,
East Asia is still very anti-black, so.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
8:50 a.m. on Saturday morning, everyone.
Yeah. Well, we were going to take a little break and talk about things that are our guilty pleasures, our brunch and bougie equivalents.
Yeah.
What's your avocado toast?
Oh, my gosh. I actually was going to say, I've been really into making this avocado banana smoothie a lot. Yeah. So, like, every time I buy bananas, I don't even eat the bananas. I just, like, freeze them now just because I use that in the smoothie instead of other stuff.
But then they don't get brown. I mean, they don't get, like, ripe and sweet.
Or, yeah, I kind of, like, wait to ripen them and then...
Yeah, I've also definitely done that.
It is a good move. I know, there are, like, 3 ripe bananas, very ripe bananas in my kitchen right now. Aww. And they're my housemates. And I kind of want to be, like, is anyone actually going to eat them? Because
swoop in on them. Yeah. Get that banana.
What's your guilty pleasure as of lately?
I think, like, just... Well, there was a time when my guilty pleasure was just like watching BoJack Horseman like through like and then rewatching because it's so emotionally numbing. And sometimes being here and like walking around is really tiring, and then going into that is like, whew, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But then I finished BoJack Horseman and I was like, I need to stop. And so I need to find new things to do mm-hmm. to give me joy that aren't just like eating a lot of popcorn and Cheerios, which I have done as well.
Do you do that in combination?
That and BoJack Horseman?
Or yeah.
popcorn and Cheerios together.
Yeah, or even the trio, the
unholy trinity of guilty pleasure is really just popcorn, Cheerios, and BoJack Horseman.
Incredible.
you know, I have... Oh, wait, someone else... If you try out a recipe today... PSA again, someone recommend, like in class recommended putting peanut butter on Oreos. Ooh. And apparently it's really good because then you don't eat that much because it's very rich.
Oh yeah.
But it's also just really good. But I feel like I would still eat a ton because I love peanut butter in it. You know I love peanut butter, you know I love Oreos.
Fun fact, Celeste and I would go through, I don't know, like a jar every week or every other week.
Yeah.
Last year when we were roommates.
Yeah. Wow. History. Yeah. That's you know. Anyway.
All right.
Well, it's 8:52. We'll have a couple more songs for you.
Yeah.
And send you on your way. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for tuning in.
As always.
You kids with your vintage music coming through satellites while cruising. You're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing. It's enough just to make you feel crazy, crazy, crazy. Sometimes it's enough just to make you feel crazy. You get ready, you get all dressed up to go nowhere in particular. Back to work or the coffee shop, doesn't matter, cause it's enough to be
for the future.
Hi. So we're gonna come to our next show soon. This is DJ Lester, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio, and we're gonna send you off with a selection by my lovely colleague.
Yeah.